Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
How are you this wet and rainy morning?
I'm good. I've started on the boat. So and it is a large one. All right, so I think people are just joining us, so I'm going to read the assignment, and I would request folks to get themselves in the queue. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Today, decide what in life you will not give up on. No need to limit your list. Make a recording that will assist you to recall the things you want to stay true to and not give up on. Throughout the day, when the conversation starts about giving up, I'm too busy, it's too hard, it's never going to work, you're never going to get it, you can do that later. It doesn't matter what you do, take a deep breath and listen to your recording of not giving up on yourself.
Aha.
All right.
Good one. If I may, this is something that we hear about all the time. Therapists will say people quit therapy just on the edge of a great breakthrough. People will often stop following what what medical people encourage. At a point when it could actually make a difference for them. Ego is inclined to focus on giving up right at the very point when that next step would show us what is possible for us and prove to us that those messages, those ego messages and conditioned mind are lies and are not there to benefit us. So, yes, eager to hear what people saw about that.
All right. Our first caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jan in California.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. Well, you know, the first thing that dropped into me for that was giving up the conversation. And, to me, that's a lifelong goal. And what makes me think, you know, where I see the resistance coming in is that I'm becoming more and more and more aware that the conversation's there. And it's almost as if that in itself is the discouragement that it's overwhelming. I know that when I drop it in the moment and I let it go, the magic of that, the complete change of world or however you describe it, so I'm not giving up on it. And yet, it's constantly there. So, I mean, on the fringe or I become identified, whatever it is, it's just always there. So in that sense, is a discourage, you know, can be conditioned.
Well,
yeah.
If I may, it is always there when you look for it.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Okay. And that's a big way we get fooled, right? Because people will say, I'm meditating, I'm recording and listening, but I'm not feeling any better. Well, how do you know that? Well, of course, sometimes they know the answer and sometimes they don't, right? But the real answer is because you look to conditioned mind to see how you're doing and it says you're not doing well. Well, every time you look there, it's going to say you're not doing well. That's just what it does. But when we don't look there, we don't have that information. So is the conversation there when you're not looking to see if the conversation is there? It's the old tree in the forest, right?
Thank you. You know, this is so great because I just as you said that, I got to see how that, the con, you know, that it, that's exactly what goes on, is I don't realize that when I'm checking to see if I've given up the conversation, that I'm actually doing that through conditioned thinking.
Yeah, through the conversation.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, wow, the blind to the blind. I don't know how to say it, but, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well, it's that hidden in plain sight thing that, you know, all these cliches got to be cliches for a very good reason. And so much of what we stumble over constantly, not realizing even that we're stumbling over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a perfect example of it.
Yes. Thank you. I mean, it is so obvious when you say it. It's so obvious. And then
well, everything is, isn't it? When we see it, it's so obvious. That's the beauty and the tragedy of it, right? It is so obvious as soon as we see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the whole point of practice, and why, as thou well knowest, in 2013 we stopped feeling bad, right? Because that, again, it's a perfect example. You know that. You know what I just told you. You know that. But you didn't see it, right?
Yep.
And so once you see it and there's this great opening, the conditioned mind wants to come right in there with, well, how could you have not seen that? How could you have not realized that? Then you go to feeling bad. Now you're discouraged again because you're looking to conditioned mind, and conditioned mind is going to tell you that here's yet another failure, right?
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Well, no. What I was just saying is that the magic, and you now, you know, again pointing it out, I get to see it again, and see it in this
mm-hmm.
context, this mm-hmm. content. Then I know I've been informed. I mean, it's the beauty of Sangha, of guidance. I've been informed of, okay, then, oh, well, then I want to look, I want to constantly be looking here, presence,
mm-hmm.
beauty, whatever it is
mm-hmm.
I'm focused on. I'm reminded yes. again, so, oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. And, again, conditioned mind wants to know where you are. So
that's exactly
right?
It.
That's its deal. It compares, it contrasts, it's dualistic, right? So it's constantly wanting you to check to see how you're doing. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you doing? How are you feeling? And what that does, of course, is put us, again, turning attention to conditioned mind, and that is a conversation, right?
Yes.
you hear... How are you? You know, well, let's see. You know, I'm not sure how I'm. You know, how am I feeling? Okay, that is. It's a short conversation, perhaps, but it is a conversation, and it's what we're talking about.
Exactly. Oh, thank you so
mm-hmm.
much. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. As always.
All right. Yes.
All right. Take care, Jen. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Jen. Wasn't that a fun conversation, Sherry?
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, there's something that we were looking at earlier, which I think is so profound, that the ability to be aware of of awareness is what we're trying to cultivate. It's a subjective experience, not an objective experience.
Yes.
And that turning to conditioned mind, that attention assists us to know that awareness is aware. But conditioning makes that about someone, which is why we want to learn to drop that and be here and know that we're here through a different faculty of attention.
Yes, exactly so. So the point that you're making is if we're going to look, then what we want to look to is awareness,
yeah.
Not to the conversation, not to conditioned mind, right? So it is possible, in quotes, to know,
mm-hmm.
and we must be content with the information that that knowing does not require someone to know. And in fact, if there is someone to know, we have just left knowing in order to be someone who knows. So yes, the power of giving up that self-reflexive, that self-conscious looking to my experience stands us in good stead with this whole process, because the habit that we're developing is turning the attention back here, back to awareness, and not needing to have an experience of that. Because when I have an experience of that, I've just gone into, again, an identification with an experiencer, and the whole, the ball starts rolling down the hill again.
Yeah. Well, let's see what our next caller has to say. The next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Anna from Menlo Park.
Hey, Anna.
Oh, hi. Hi. This is so exciting. My first time on the morning radio show.
Well, welcome. Yeah, so, welcome.
Thank you. This all the assignments have been so fun, and this one in particular, it just seems so critical, the not giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Across the board, right? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were not a student of spiritual practice, it's just as important. I think that quote is, I don't know who it's by, but, people like Thomas Edison had a ton of those, or Henry Ford, or, you know, all kinds of people who made a, Winston Churchill, who made a career of failing their way to success.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which I guess goes together with today's assignment as well. But the not giving up, it just seems so critical. And I think part of what I was looking at was that then I know I'm a person who doesn't give up.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that doesn't have to mean anything, does it? It just means that. I don't have to have that conversation any longer. Okay, I am a person who makes and keeps commitments. We don't need to talk about that again.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a comfort in knowing that there's a person, and the language is sort of tricky here, but there's a person who doesn't give up who's here caring for me.
Yes, yes. There is a conscious awareness. Right? There is a something. There is an undefined of which we have a felt sense that is consistent and constant and just is there behind containing the conversation. And that does not give up on, in quotes, us.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it does take away the pressure of having to, succeed or something, you know? I mean, ego has all these standards about how things should go and that kind of thing. But if there's someone here who's patiently waiting and who's going to be there for me as I, you know, move along on my journey and isn't going to give up on me regardless of, you know, how bad I do or, you know, whatever, how many times I fall, there's just a comfort in that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And people in other traditions call that all sorts of things, right?
Yeah.
Have all sorts of names for what you are sensing, And in this tradition, we don't have to name things and have personal relationships with them.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't alter the fact that is the experience.
Yes. Yes. It is the experience.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So somebody, I'm sure you know, we recently had a Zen Christian retreat, and I think I even mentioned this on this in this call, but One of the people there is a very devoted Zen student and devoted Christian, said, with recording and listening, I have found and continue to experience the profound intimacy with Jesus that I have always been seeking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I don't feel compelled to argue with that because
yeah.
I know exactly what she's talking about. I just don't need to make that into a somebody or a personality or whatever. And that's not to say it's not. Okay?
Yeah. Because it is.
That's why we don't need to argue with people.
Yeah, which makes it really helpful, right? Because religion is something people like to argue the particulars of ad nauseum in my experience.
Yes.
But it does seem
yeah.
that it's true that in general, we are pointing to the same direction.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
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 Very good.
Yeah, and so, yeah. So thank you. I really enjoyed this assignment and it actually was really kind of comforting because when the assignment came in, I was like, I'm not a person who gives up. And on a previous assignment, I think it was, what is your life about? What is the message of your life? And that was actually what came through for me is that I don't give up. I keep showing up and do my best. And that's what my life's about.
Yes. Yes. Continually choosing here, this here now,
yeah.
this here now,
yeah.
this here
yeah.
now, yes.
Yeah, this here uh-huh. now, yeah.
There's comfort right. and a sense of starch with that. So it's possible to say to yes to whatever is, because we were just talking about this last night in group at the monastery, or I was, that realization that knowledge in quotes that everything in life is for you. This is your best. Everything that happens is your best opportunity to work out your own salvation diligently. So we no longer do we have to try to pick and choose and have opinions about what's here and what isn't here, because it's all for your benefit. And what you know is you're going to keep accepting those gifts for as long as there's breath in your lungs. That's what you
yep.
know about yourself. Yeah.
Yep.
Good
yep.
thing to
yep.
know.
And a practice calibrating towards towards life.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Exactly so. Well, thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna.
Bye-bye.
You know, Sherry, what I loved about that, one of the things I loved in that conversation was the line about my life is about not giving up and mm-hmm. being here and showing up for it. And if we take out the my in that, that is, it's going from that personal sense of that's who we are to a universal sense of what we are and what life is. Right, because if we look around, life never stops showing up. There's nothing called giving up in life, right? It's there
right.
all the time. And to have
uh-huh.
a felt sense of that, because we choose to keep doing what we are over and over again by not choosing that which does give up, right?
Yes.
That it's,
yes.
it's the, I'm not being very articulate this morning, but it's that place of the growing sense of this is truly what we are. We are life, and life is XYZ. Kind, compassionate,
yes.
Not a failure, just shows up.
Yes, and what we have the opportunity to do, seems to me, is to remove, not choose, turn attention away from that which keeps us from realizing that. That's what we're doing in practice all the time. So something happens and there's this big egocentric, karmically conditioned, often self-hating reaction that arises, and we recognize that for what it is, and we don't choose it. We don't perpetuate it. And there's a little bit more light that comes through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Going back to what Jan says, right? When we can recognize how am I doing, you don't turn to ego to find out. You turn to life, and then the answer is always
yes.
different.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's that exercise that I can't remember what retreat it was in, but that so many of us love, which I was just talking with somebody about it the other day. You know, you're having a hard time. You're caught in this, in the dark room, in this murk and mire, and you walk outside, look at the sky, and say, I love you. Do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is always the same. And, you know, if you get a different answer, it's really obvious where that one is coming from. So you just can't lose with an exercise like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, God. It didn't take the whole community to
hello?
Read the story, guys, right? Wonderful.
Hey, hello. Hello, hello. We can hear you. We can hear you.
I'm going to mute.
Can you unmute that? Yeah, mute that person. They're multitasking. Always an unfortunate pursuit.
All right. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Carol from Port Townsend.
Hey, Carol.
Oh, Carol.
Yeah, hi. Well, what a surprise to get on the air. So it just seems like everything happens perfectly in practice, and every time I listen to a radio show or read anything, it's just exactly what I need to hear. So I just love that.
Practice magic.
I know, it's total magic. And thing that I wouldn't give up that I came up with yesterday was being present and how... And my kind of thing that cues me into that is that I will always look up at the sky. I remember to do that, you know. Oh, look up at the sky.
Uh-huh.
And that will help to bring me present. So I will never give up practice, and I will never give up looking at the sky as a reminder. So I just feel grateful for the sky. I do, you know. And then I like what you said about the sky or the tree or whatever loving us. You know, it's just so obvious and apparent, you know. So
yes.
So
yes. When we stop doing everything else, we stop mm-hmm. doing everything else, it is so obvious that what we call love is what is.
Mhm. Yeah. So I'm very grateful. I just talked with my coach this morning, and that call switched me from urgency to just like a sense of relaxation and peace. So just after some time of being caught up in this urgency, so I just feel totally grateful and like realigned, I guess, you know, realigned and looking to life and looking and remembering the spaciousness of time and all that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we're here, there are no problems.
Right. And I feel so grateful that practice exists because one of my friends is going to go on a There's Nothing Wrong With You retreat. So I'm just happy that that will be in her life as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Makes all the difference for us.
I know. So I just feel a whole lot of love right now for everyone and everything. So
Which is nice. It's an okay place to be, isn't it?
It's very nice. Yeah.
And to me, the importance of that, because that's true. We are in these places, and as Ashwini's way of talking about it always is calibrating, right? So we realize what that's like, where that is, what's going on when we're having that experience, and we begin calibrating toward that, right? Mm-hmm. So some of the things that we know, you're not in a conversation and conditioned mind. Okay, you're not worrying about the future and not regretting the past. You're here. You're here where you actually are. The senses that you're using are ones that are giving you an experience of the reality that you're in this moment. And mm-hmm. and the result of that is the experience that you're having. So as we realize that, we become more and more convinced and committed to staying out of that dualistic past, future conversation and conditioned mind to get here. You know, in Buddhism, this is the present is seen as a refuge, and we can see how that is so. Right? It's a refuge, and what is it a refuge from? That craziness of egocentric karmic conditioning.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's so lovely to have experiences of that.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It is. And to know that it exists and to know that it's available and to know that we know how to have that experience. Then it's down to us, right? Now it's a matter of choice. So that's why we talk about, you know, people will say to me, well, as you know, how much do I have to practice? How much do I have to do this? Well, how much freedom do you want?
Right.
Because that's how much. You know, if you pursue suffering, you're going to have that. If you pursue freedom, you're going to have that. It's a choice. And it's not going to happen to us accidentally. That's why it's a practice.
Right. Right. And it's mm-hmm. available even in quote unquote difficult times.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. So again, we practice when everything is good and easy and it's just going our way. We just practice our little guts out. So that when the other stuff hits, which it's going to, 'tis the nature of karma, then we have the solid practice that says presence no matter what, compassion no matter what. Doesn't matter what the what is. The process is the same. Choosing this, right. Choosing here, choosing now, choosing yes.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so grateful for the Sangha and all these practice opportunities to just turn to, mm-hmm. you know, like that. So.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you very much.
Thank
care.
You, Carol.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carol. Sherry, we have about 3 minutes. Shall I bring on another caller or shall we look at the next assignment?
I think we should look at the next assignment because we have a habit of getting, well, I do. What is this we? I have a habit of going on, as you know. And so then we run over and people I know count on us being timely about this. So let's get the next assignment and be on time.
So the person who makes no mistakes does not usually make anything. Today, do your best to make at least one colossal mistake and enjoy the whole process thoroughly. Recall the times in your life that conditioned mind would label mistakes and let yourself realize how much you have learned and grown from those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
RL, the joy of knowing there is no such thing as a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yesterday I dragged a commitment out of Susan to work on the Learning to Love Learning book. Right? So
uh-huh. yeah.
here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are with that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
all
just
right.
such a conditioned orientation, right, Cherry, that
yes.
to get into trouble. I think that's what you said in a couple of shows ago. That we're so programmed to have that orientation and that so prevents us from just being able to learn, and being able to learn even in retrospect, right? Because in the moment, there's just whatever's going on unless you're involved in the conversation. And then you often don't want to look back at periods and times in your life because of how humiliating it was or how, you know, you just cringe at the memory of it. But if, yes, if we open ourselves to, if everything in my life was for me, there's just such a capacity for life to drop in the learning, even if we didn't receive it at the time.
Yes. It's never too late, is it? As you say, when we're open to life's guidance, then that time in my life that ego says is so horrifying, I can't possibly look at it again. As soon as I open to a learning from that, here comes the wisdom. Here comes the compassionate guidance that is going to help me see the larger picture about that. And again, as I think you said, you know, all that I have learned, all that I've received, and how I've changed as a result of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the point, isn't it? The only judgment in life comes from egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. That's it. That which animates us does not judge. I think, again, I've been on this obsession since the Zen Christian retreat. You know, what did we get from Jesus? Don't judge. Don't judge. Judge not. Judge not, lest you be judged. Don't judge. Don't judge. I think there's such a big hint for us in that, that's a place for us to look. And if we own that we are that judgment, then that's one thing. But if we realize where judgment is always coming from, it's that dualistic, comparing, conditioned mind. And so don't judge is not admonishing us not to make the mistake of being judgmental, but look into what judgment is. Where does it come from? And realize that it's coming from that same suffering-causing orientation, and it's never coming from life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. See, it's a good thing we stopped when we did, because she will go on and on.
We will. And that's
all right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Tomorrow. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Thanks, everybody.